Cinéphile. Roslyn Hyams.
Hello and welcome. In this month's Cinéphile, a fabulous French film and an intrepid Iraqi film, both of which released just now in France.
Ça tourne.
The two films in this month's pick of world cinema in France are so different, yet equally worth it, it's hard to know where to start. I guess as we're Radio France International, I'll lead with the Franco-French film Tout ce qu'il me reste de la Révolution. Judith Davis's debut feature. It stars, along with Judith in the lead role, Angèle, Malik Zidi, Claire Dumas, Mireille Perrier and Simon Bacouche. It's a romantic comedy, adapted from a stage play written and directed by Davis and her crew. It deals with serious issues, however, facing those born 30 or so years ago, how some of them struggle to break into the 21st century adult world, while others are consumed by ambition and materialism. Angèle's CV for the film begins with her being aged 8 when the first McDonald's fast food restaurant opened in former East Berlin. Born too late, she says, and in a family of left-wing militants. Her father is nostalgic about the revolutionary ideals embodied in the demonstrations back in May 1968. Her estranged mother gave it all up long ago.
Monsieur, la dame, elle a fait un zizi sur la banque.
En fait, c'est plutôt un doigt d'honneur qu'un zizi. De toute façon, c'est à peu près la même idée générale, enfin, les doigts, les zizis.
In this extract, in rebellious angry mode, 30-something-year-old Angèle is penning insults on a bank machine with a black marker just after being sacked. A group of primary school children catch her in the act, setting a bad example. The children are curious about the meaning. Their teacher, Saïd, played by Malik Zidi, whose bright and airy mood contrasts with Angèle's, is mostly curious about her. Not only did Judith Davis kindly agree to talk to Cinéphile about her film and her character, so did fellow actors Malik Zidi and Claire Dumas, who is Angèle's faithful and clownful pal, Léonore. Without further ado, here they are. Judith.
Our first play is about political commitment. And Simon Bacouche, one of the main of the actors of the group, was 18 on May 68. And so that was the starting point. But of course, this story, this film, is the first time that I write something all by myself. And it was because after the show, I still have something to say. The subject, the topic was too big and too important to me to stop there. So I start writing a movie. There's many levels in the script because I really wanted to speak about the pain and the suffering that we all have in our everyday life, how to be able to connect our ideals into our everyday life, which is so difficult because of how the society is built now.
Malik.
And my character chose the political way to act, the poetry, the lyrical things and humor.
Joy.
And his joy. And he chose this kind of tool to fight against all the cynical things in the society. And it's like a bridge between me and Angèle, because Angèle is very strong and fighting everything. And he tried to help Angèle to take the bridge of love. My character is very, as I told you, quiet and joyful. And usually it's for women, this kind of character. And I did something very unusual and new for me, because it's not so often that I kind of powerful but with love, like a man.
Abandonner son combat politique.
Ta mère l'a peut-être juste ouvert les yeux. Réaliser que le monde était absurde, que la vie était absurde.
I just want to go back to the character of Eleanor, who's supporting all the time in all ways. But the abscesses burst where the brother-in-law breaks down. It's a very demanding scene.
I don't have a big experience in the movies, but if you watch movies, women, we don't have a lot of opportunity to play. For example, Léonore in the scene, she's shocked. She has a moment where she does nothing. She can't react. But then
she's attacked verbally by Angèle's brother-in-law.
Yeah. She's so shocked she can't react. But at the end she tries to make a point, and also there is a kind of even physical violence coming from Leonore, which doesn't go to punch him in the face, but she's really ready to fight in a way. And I think it's not the kind of violence you see women's characters in movies. So mm-hmm. I was interested in also doing this, like she's really angry about him. It's not a good thing or a nice thing or a beautiful thing to see, but it's true that at the end she's really fed up and she really wants to punch him.
On est pas bien là, hein?
Take two.
Now, the first film shot on location in Iraq since the early 1990s is an Iraqi film with a bit of French co-production set in Baghdad. Filmed in Baghdad and in Arabic. It's called The Journey, or Baghdad Station, and was directed by Mohammed Al-Daraji. It was featured in the 2017 Toronto and London BFI Film Festivals and has only just released in France. Sara, a 20-year-old woman with a sad complexion and boy's clothes, is apparently wandering around the just-reopened and renovated main station in the Iraqi capital with a vengeance and with a mission. It's the day that the former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein was executed.
انت جاي عشان اظلم باسم العداله
وانت منو حتى تحكي عن العداله انت منو.
Here, Sara, played by Zara Gandour, challenges Salam, played by Amir Ali Jabara, after he's challenged her about her sense of justice. And they end up as a most unlikely couple in an impossible race against time. Sara is convinced that she must take her own life along with as many others as she can on the big occasion at the busy station to justify religious hatred and as an act of revolt against other injustices. Her encounter with the lovably irritating rascal Salam and the other war-bruised storytellers in the station, including two orphan children scrabbling and fighting to survive, lead her to think about her situation again. Daraj's story has the bustle and mix of characters standing as metaphors of the deeply scarred and riven Middle East, and of course Iraq. It tackles a tough subject with as much sensitivity as possible. He told me that coming into contact with women jihadis in prison changed his plans for the film that has become The Journey, or Baghdad Station.
Cinephile, guest of the month.
The film itself started in 2007 when I was reading a newspaper in Baghdad, and I saw a picture of a young girl. She had a suicide bomb vest. And you see the picture of her and the soldier that tried to get rid from this vest. 5 minutes before she made the bomb in Iraq, she came to the police and told them, I have a suicide vest. And I saw this, how she was scared and how the policeman was scared on this picture. And from there, I took this idea and I developed it to the script that we shot it in Baghdad in 2015, 2016, whereas Daesh was around Baghdad. And then when I finished it, it was a co-production film between Iraq, UK, France, and Holland.
How did the film that you'd imagined in 2007, after you'd seen this arresting photograph, how did it change?
Oh, my God. It changed a lot, actually, because first of all, when the story started to develop with me, I was making it against the terrorism, against Daesh, against Al-Qaeda. And I want to take a revenge because they destroyed my country. They killed a lot of people that I know. And then one day I went to the prison where they catch women terrorists. And I met those four women. And one woman, she was very young. She was 20 years old, very beautiful, very smart. And she looked at me straight. She was very honest. I looked at her and I saw the humanity inside her that has been lost. And since this meeting, I felt it maybe I'm wrong to take a revenge on this film against them. Maybe I should try to understand them or bring back the humanity that they have lost. So and then I started to develop the story in different approach.
The two main characters, Salam and Sara, have become two very different characters then, both of them have their ounce of humanity, and in fact more than an ounce.
I want to see those two opposite sides of humanity. One person that he's, let's say, dodgy, he's womanized, you know, but by the end he's a human being. And the other side, you see this young girl, she's full of hate and she wants to kill many people. But also, she had the humanity that has been lost. So how can I bring those together in one journey, the journey of to discover their humanity? Because by the end of the day, what I try to say on the film, and indirectly, who you are to take our life, who you are to decide what we should do or what should not do. You are not God. This is the dialogue that Salam tell her. I drink alcohol, you know, I sleep with the prostitute, you know, I do all of this kind of thing. But by the end, I am a human in my own way. So you cannot take my life. And this is what I want to portray.
Sarah evolves during the film. Zahra Gondour, who plays Sarah, is convincing in the way that she starts off as somebody who is determined, who is influenced, strongly influenced, and who gradually, under Salam's influence, has a different take on life.
Well, Zahra Gondour and all my actors, actually, they are non-professional. They are the first time to act on film. Salam is his second time he act with me, but Zahra and the rest of the children, the musician, all of them, they are non-professional. We work very hard. Zahra worked very hard in her role. I spent around 2 years on and off preparing for the shooting, and I was very tough and harsh against her to make her to this level. And she gave herself to the role, and she went through a really difficult psychological journey to come to this level, because it was for her very difficult to imagine herself to be a suicide bomber. That was very difficult to put her in the shoes of the character. Until one day she was very scared and very crying. She cried. It was rain on Baghdad, and we were in the roof of our film center in Baghdad. And we had the scene where she's inside like a small mosque scene, and she was calling God. You know, in this moment it was raining. I left her in the rain acting. And it was a moment where she was start to cry, and she felt how it could be the suicide bomber feeling, you know. And that was really an important step in her performance. And she gets now new roles and new films.
Different kinds of roles as well. Yeah. She hasn't been typecast.
No. If you see her with a new film directed by Iraqi-Swiss filmmaker Samir, she is totally different character. You will not recognize her.
You set your film in the Baghdad Central Station. When you were filming in 2015-16, did it look very different from the time in which the film is set, which is 2006-2007, the demise of Saddam Hussein?
That much, but I add a lot of things to make it more cinematically more attractive. I changed certain color on the station, I changed certain location. It was not the same as in 2007 and 6, but I add more things to make the train station more attractive. And I tried to bring the train station back to that time. It's one of the oldest train stations in Middle East, and have a special feeling there inside the train station.
So you're set now on a series of films about stations, different sorts of
no,
films?
Not really. No, I passed this, hopefully, because I feel like I'm a gypsy, you know, it's like because I have been traveling a lot since my youth around Europe and Middle East, and always I'm taking my bags and go to the train station. So something with me is the journey of life. You can see it in all my films. All my films, is the character is moving. You start with always character is walking, moving, running. What I expected from the French release, French is important for cinema, culture-wise. And also the subject is very sensitive. It's quite important that the French audience try to talk about this subject. I know it's a very sensitive subject, and not only in France, everywhere, in Iraq and everywhere. People try to avoid that, and that's one of the reasons I make this film. People should talk about this subject.
Mohammed Jabara al-Daraji, thank you very much for speaking to us today.
Thank you very much.
An appeal to and for simple humanity from Mohammed al-Daraji in The Journey, Baghdad Station, not incidentally co-produced by French company Lionceau Films.
Cinéphile.
Dans la vie, quand une chose n'est pas sérieuse, on dit c'est du cinéma.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that?
Pourquoi vous pensez qu'on ne prend pas le cinéma au sérieux?
Roslyn Hyams.
Well, thank you for tuning in to this month's Cinéphile. I'll be back with more on French film releases on RFI's Paris Live and on podcast via our website, rfienglish.com. One of our guests will be Berlinale 2019 Golden Bear winner, Nadav Lapid. So until then, from me, Roslyn Hyams, adios.
On est pas bien, là?